Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning a brand new guest, one we haven't spoken with before, and I'm excited about this. She's in the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, and it's Lauren Green. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are, too.
Yes, indeed. Well, I mentioned that you're new to the Wilkes County Extension Office, so let's talk about Lauren Green. Give me some background on Lauren Green.
Okay. Hey, well, I am originally from the eastern side of the state, about halfway between Raleigh and Wilmington, and I graduated from NC State in 2012 with a degree in poultry science, and after I graduated, I started working for Tyson in Wilkesboro as a service tech, and now I'm with Extension.
Where did your interest in poultry come from? Were you raised on a farm, or?
No, I wasn't. I actually started in the poultry science curriculum at State with the interest of going to vet school.
Oh, okay.
And once I got started working a little more on the industry side, I really fell in love with the industry. And so that's where my schooling and my career have taken me.
Fascinating how those turn of events happen, isn't it, in your life?
It sure is.
Our guest is Lauren Green. Lauren's with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. She is the area specialized agent in poultry. And as I understand, not just for Wilkes County, but how many counties are you involved in, Lauren?
I am covering 31 counties. I'm stationed out of Wilkes, but my area stretches from Forsyth County west and all the way down to Cherokee County, covering 31 counties in western North Carolina.
So just basically a third of the state, in other words.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. That sounds like an insurmountable task to me, but explain to me what your job entails, if you would, Lauren.
Okay. Well, it is. To me, you know, looking at the map, it looks like a huge area, but I really am grateful to have such a big area to serve. My job will involve working with both commercial growers and those with backyard flocks and really assisting in anything they may need, from answering questions for those with backyard flocks, maybe about, you know, why their birds are behaving a certain way, what they should be feeding them, that kind of thing, all the way to commercial growers and working with them on nutrient management, biosecurity, things like that.
Now, is this job going to keep you on the road a lot with that huge territory, or are you going to be able to be fairly stationary?
A little bit of both. You know, I'm willing to go. I want to go. I want to meet everyone that I possibly can in my area, you know, but a lot of my work can be done from Wilkesboro, which is nice, but I have a pretty packed schedule already for the next couple of months traveling across the western side of the state, so I'm looking forward to it.
Talk to our audience about the poultry industry and how important it is to North Carolina. I don't know if you have numbers in front of you or off the top of your head, what kind of resource it is and what kind of income, what it means to the state.
Well, poultry is one of our largest agriculture industries in the state. We're up towards the top. I'm not sure exactly what number as far as pounds produced poultry meat, whether that be turkey or chicken, in the country. And, you know, I'm thankful because I'm working for North Carolina State University, and our university and the poultry science department there is one of only six in the country.
Wow.
So we're really fortunate in North Carolina, not only that, you know, we're at the top as far as poultry production in the country, but we also have that great resource in the university and the poultry science department there at our fingertips.
Wow, that's terrific. Lauren Green is our guest. She's the special poultry agent in stationed in Wilkes County, but covering 31 counties in the state. We're talking about, obviously, poultry. And you mentioned one thing there that I'm not really thinking about it. When you say poultry, I'm always thinking chickens. But you said not only chicken, but turkey. Do we have a pretty good market of that in this state as well, Lauren?
We do. And most of the turkey production in this state is in the southern and southeastern regions of the state, pretty much from Monroe east. And down in the southeastern side of the state, where I'm from, turkey production is huge, and there wasn't much chicken production there, but now that Sanderson has moved in down there, that's also growing. But yeah, we do have a really large market of turkey production in this state as well.
I am fascinated by the developments of the chicken houses and stuff. I live out in the country, and neighbor farmers who have chicken houses, and some that are fairly new, and the mechanics of it, it's amazing to me that the progress has been made over the years. It's just fascinating how technologically advanced they've become.
It is. It's amazing. You know, when I was servicing broilers, a lot of my growers that I had in the Trap Hill and Miller's Creek, Mount Pleasant area in Wilk County, they would always joke with me that, you know, they had been growing chickens longer than I had been alive, which was true, but their houses were still in great shape.
Right.
So even with these new technological advances, with the new machinery and everything, new houses, even those older houses are still capable of really producing a great bird. And, you know, as long as the growers are willing to work with what they've got.
Right.
And willing to learn new things and try new things, they can take even some of that older technology and make it work great. So, and their performance can be great in the industry. But the new advances, you know, with tunnel houses and not having, you know, conventional houses, mm-hmm. and having more progressive ventilation and that kind of thing has not only helped the growers, but it's also helped on an animal welfare side, because we're able to keep the birds more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to keep disease down and, you know, keep mortality at a minimum with those new houses.
Great. And it's a great way to really, I guess, increase production as well. When everybody's happy and healthy, things move along a lot better, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, if there is, if folks have questions about anything we talked about, or anything about the poultry industry, or they just want to introduce themselves to you, and maybe for future reference, get acquainted, what number can they call, Lauren?
They can call me there at the Wilkesboro office. My phone number is 336-651-7347. And if they don't get me, just feel free to leave a voicemail, and I will return it as soon as I can.
Terrific. Lauren Green, our brand new guest, and we're looking forward to talking to you many more times here on Extension Today. She's the area specialized agent for poultry in stationed in Wilkes County, but for Western North Carolina. Lauren Green, thank you for visiting with us today. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.